If you'd open your Bible that you dutifully brought from home, to the second chapter of Acts, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 42. And this comes as kind of a coda on a description of one of the greatest days in history. The day we remember is the day of Pentecost. Pentecost, of course, was a Jewish festival that happened every year. But on this particular Pentecost, the promise of Jesus was fulfilled. Remember that Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And of course, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell. There was a sound from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind. There were things that looked like flames of fire came down and rested on the heads of the apostles. And Peter then stood up and preached his great Pentecost sermon. And it says their hearts, many people's hearts were cut to the quick, and 3,000 people became believers that day. And then there's this little description of the life of believers in that early church, beginning with verse 42. Hear now the word of God. "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." This is the word of the Lord. Would you bow with me for prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've been doing a lot of thinking, as perhaps have you. I've been doing a lot of thinking and praying about how do you do church when you don't have a building. And it occurred to me that believers didn't have a building in the book of Acts. How on earth did they get along? Well, they devoted themselves to a number of things. It says, first of all, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And at Christ Presbyterian Church, we also are going to be devoted to the apostles' teaching. And we have that teaching preserved for us. The whole Bible, of course, is the Word of God. The teaching of the apostles is what we call the New Testament. It's often pointed out that the church preceded the Bible. And that's true. There was a church before there was a Bible. That doesn't mean that the apostolic teaching wasn't necessary. They didn't need to have it written down. They had the eyewitnesses. And there came a point later on in the first century when the apostles started to die out. And somebody said, now, of course, the letters of Paul were already written down and preserved. But somebody, some bright person said, you know what? We really ought to start writing some of this stuff down. And thus we have our New Testament. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. And so must we be devoted to the apostles' teaching, because without that, well, I've got my opinions about God and you've got your opinions about God. And it might not have much to do with the reality of God. It might have a lot to do with the pizza that I ate last night. We need a word that comes from outside of us We need an objective word from a trusted source. We need the apostolic witness. And so we are called as a church, as the early church was, to be devoted to the apostles' teaching. Secondly, it says they were devoted to the breaking of bread. That's a reference to worship. They were devoted to coming together in worship. And it's wonderful to see all of you here again today. You know, we're at that stage of a brand new church where, you know, well, just because the place was full last week, that, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, there might not be 10 people here. So it's just really gratifying to see all of you here this morning and to see some new faces here this morning, too. It's really wonderful. Welcome those who are here for the first time. At Christ Presbyterian Church, we will be devoted to worship, and I encourage you to be devoted to the gathering of worship. And, of course, we all have busy lives and schedules and things that take us away from time to time. But I want to challenge you today and encourage you to make the weekly gathering of worship the priority of your life. We need this. We need this time together. And we are commanded to worship our God. So we come together even though we don't break bread every Sunday. We will next Sunday. But I encourage you to be devoted as the early church was to the breaking of bread. Third, it says they were devoted to prayer. And we talked about this last week, and I just want to encourage you again. As the psalmist said, unless the Lord build the house, those who build it labor in vain. Let's build Christ Presbyterian Church on the foundation of the power of Christ. You know, as I was thinking about what did those poor early believers, they didn't have a building. They didn't have a copy machine. They didn't have a telephone. They didn't have a coffee pot, and neither do we. No. I'm going to start to bring a thermos, and there's none for you. How on earth did they get along? Well, you know what they had? They didn't have a building, and they didn't have a copy machine, and they didn't have a coffee pot. They had the risen Christ present with them in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my. And so do we, brothers and sisters. He's here. He's wherever in the world two or three come together in his name. In churches all over this valley right now, the risen Christ is faithful. And he will do what he has promised. And he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So give thanks today as we come together and are devoted to the gathering of worship and we're devoted to prayer, that Jesus is here with us. And Jesus will sustain this church and lead us through. In fact, you know, I'm beginning to think that maybe there's a little bit of complacency that comes with having a building and a copy machine and a coffee maker. And you begin to think that that's what makes the church. But that's not true, is it? And then the text goes on. There's, don't take no meaning from that. It doesn't work. It says they gathered in their homes and broke bread. Guess what, Christ Presbyterian Church? We do have buildings. We have dozens of them. It's my house. It's your house. That's the title of my message today, is Going Home. The early church was a home-based movement. They gathered in homes, in small, intimate groups. There was 3,000 people became Christians on the day of Pentecost when Peter gave that invitation and said, repent and be baptized. 3,000 people became Christians. They didn't meet in one house. They met in their homes. And I believe, and you know, your elders have a lot of praying and planning to do. We all have a lot of praying and planning to do. So I don't know exactly what this is going to look like. But I do believe that Christ Presbyterian Church is called to go home. We need to be a home-based movement. So be praying about how you could make your home available for ministry. Whether it's a small group Bible study or a small prayer gathering or just coffee and dessert for some fellowship time and get acquainted, or maybe 7 or 8 people around the dinner table for a small potluck. Be in prayer about that because the church is called to go home. And in fact, wherever the church is thriving around the world today, it's not because of buildings. It's because of the unique hospitality that can only be provided in a home. There's just something special, isn't there, about being invited into somebody's home, different than being invited to a building. So once again, be in prayer about how your home might be used for the ministry of Christ Presbyterian Church to lead people to Christ, to grow people in Christ, to encourage people in Christ. So, like those first believers, let's be devoted. Devoted to the apostles' teaching, devoted to the gathering together, the breaking of bread, devoted to public worship, knowing that the risen Jesus is here with us. Let's be devoted to prayer. Daily prayer, I want to challenge all of you. If you're not already having a regular daily quiet time, carve out time in your day for scripture reading and prayer. Pray for this church. Pray for me. Pray for our elders. And by the way, our elders have scheduled a planning retreat for the middle of November. Because I know a lot of you are asking, boy, where is this caravan going? And pray for God to show us. The elders are going to have a planning retreat. Pray for them. And finally, once again, just to review, be praying about how your home might be a meeting place for the church. Let's bow together in prayer. Mighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the way you poured out your Holy Spirit on those first believers and called so many thousands to yourself. And by the leading of your Spirit, they devoted themselves to be open to the teaching of the apostles, to gather together in worship and to be devoted to prayer. And may we also be devoted, O God. Set apart our hearts. Pour out your Holy Spirit even now on Christ Presbyterian Church. Lord, that our devotion will be directed toward you. Bless this church, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.